Hello, everybody. I thank God for this podcast, for the opportunity it brings to hear how God works in individuals in different ways to form a personal relationship with each. Yeah, I was raised by God-fearing parents and attended Sunday school, and I loved the stories from the Bible and Jesus and heard about the message of salvation and even understood it all these in my childhood. If anyone asked whether I'll go to heaven after I die, I would answer yes. Since I believed in Lord Jesus Christ and his death. But as I was in my teenage years and developing my own independent thoughts, I started noticing that my parents' prayers were very intimate and full of faith. And here, I doubted if my prayers even crossed the ceiling at times. But I consistently read the Bible and Christian magazines. And once there was one magazine called Confident Living, and I also like reading that magazine consistently. So once I read a testimony of a person who shared that he knew God from his head, but he didn't know God from his heart. He was referring to 2 Corinthians 6 chapter verse 17, which says, "Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you." This testimony hit me like a thunderbolt as I could identify with this person. The phrase, "I will receive you," kept coming back. Am I worthy? Will God receive me? That moment, the realization that I'm a sinner, unworthy, like the feeling that I'm unclean, it was a humbling experience. All these years I thought that I'm a good person, but now I'm seeing Jesus redeeming me, saving me. The whole head knowledge became a heart acknowledgement that Jesus is my Savior. I was around 15 years of age at that time, and as I turned back, I realized that it was the day of my salvation. Oh my! I was 12 inches away from salvation. I mean the distance between the head and the heart. Since then, God has been faithful in helping me, giving me grace to be devoted to Him and love Him. I want to commit this testimony into God's hands and pray that may it inspire people to realize that are we having just the head knowledge? Or do we really love God from our heart, surrendering and knowing that, yes, He is my Savior? May God's name be praised.